All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
April in the D, Tigers 5-4 winners. Opening day, downtown Detroit. Couldn't believe it actually was snowing.
Yes.
For part of the game. But you know what? In the end, Stoney, Tigers win 5-4. They're 6-1 right now. And they're doing everything that I asked them to do. Michael Stone joining me. Mike Valeni off. So one Mike leave, one Mike enters.
That's right. I'm the rotating Mike. You know, you say, I heard you say a few weeks ago, when before the season started, they with their schedule, they should go 7-4, their first 11, which is, you know, the series with Chicago, the Mets, the A's, and Pittsburgh. Well, they got the 6 already.
Right.
It's going to take a miracle for them not to get to 7, and they should get to conservatively 9.
And now you still got to play Pittsburgh, who
is playing pretty well,
kind of like you. Shocking. I think they're sitting at 6-2 right now, so it may not be as easy.
Right.
But here's the beauty of it. Win one more game, you hit that 7.
Yeah.
7-4. And then, you know, you get Minnesota, who's, you know, 3-3 right now, 4 games. So what I'm saying is you could actually stack it wins in April. Yeah. So that by the end of the month, newsflash, you're sitting above 500. And now, depending on how far you go, you could play 600 baseball for the rest of the year.
Oh, 600 baseball. Wow.
Right.
That's
right. But you get a big enough lead in this division.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you play 600 baseball, you're going to win this division because this division is so bad. But, you know, being down there again, I mean, it's the first time I was down there without, in a long time, without working before. But I went down there to Music Town where, you know, John and Jim were there, hung out with them for a little bit, and Doug and Gator were there, and had to have my Bloody Mary. It's a tradition, like none other.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
like
hanging
the Masters.
Out, like hanging out on the field for a little bit. And it was chilly as the snow was coming down, but the sun was out. It was kind of weird. And there's just, I don't know, there's something, you've grown up here your whole life. And I've been here 36 years, something like that. There's something about opening day in Detroit that is just different than most other cities. Now, most other cities, opening day, like even New York, they had their home opener today with the Yankees. Place is packed. But the whole area, the whole city is not enveloped in it like it is in here and maybe Cincinnati and St. Louis.
People take the day off.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
The kids out of school.
And today was great because it's a Friday, because you can start early and not have to worry about going to work the next day. And if you're going to do the double dip like I am, which means going downtown after the show to watch the important Red Wings Rangers game, it's a great sports day. It really is.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, because now if you the Wings can do something with the Rangers.
Yeah.
You know what you'll have, Stoney? We got it, David. We don't have it.
That's right. It's a wonderful thing. I'm curious. at 248-539-9797. If you're driving home from Comerica, what do you think? Your first time seeing the Tigers up close and personal. The big scoreboard is just freaking huge.
Really?
Oh.
I'm going to have to go check it out in another game.
Because you heard that, you know, it's the second biggest one in baseball besides the Mets. And when you see it, it's ridiculous how big it is. It really looks nice. And then the team, look, they play in a crappy team, but the pitching has been really good. Skubal struggled a little bit, obviously, with giving up home runs. But, hey, 5-4 they win. And I'm just, you know, what did people think of the this team?
5-4 they win. They scored 5 runs. They didn't have to go to extra innings to score the 5 runs. Mm-hmm. The bats came alive and timely, especially in the 8th inning when the score was tied 4-4. They got the go-ahead run, and then they closed the game out to get this victory to go to 6-1. 248-539-9797. If you're heading back in your car, what do you think about this team? Because the question that I really want to ask, and I'm going to ask you guys first before I give you my answer. They're sitting there at 6-1. Now, I said, look, this schedule is easy, okay? Mm-hmm. You take advantage of the people that are in front of you. Not your fault who you got to play, but win the games.
Right.
They're winning the games.
Everybody's got to play them anyway.
Right, and then the one game they lose is still a 2-1 game.
Yes.
So they've been in all of the games. They found ways to win in extra innings. What has been the most surprising thing about this team? It could be a player. It could be a coach. It could be a position group. But when you look at this team, just right now, because, guys, I'm not extrapolating this saying, oh, they're going to...
No.
Just right here, first 7 games in, you're driving back from the ballpark, or you were listening to it on 97.1.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The question is, what's been the most surprising thing that you've said, you know what? I didn't see this coming.
For me, it's been the cumulative effect of how good the bullpen is. And it's early, and it's particularly, he didn't have to pitch today, as Shelby Miller. He's been great. That's number one. The other thing is, and it shouldn't go unappreciated, and is that the fact their defense, they haven't like, You're not watching the Keystone Cops out there in the outfield and infield. Right. They're making even the routine plays. Yes. Are they making great, spectacular plays? No, but they're not effing up. And I didn't realize how important that was going to be, especially in these close games. Because they're 6-1, but all these games, as you've mentioned, Rico, and rightfully so, have been really close. So there's been no major gaffes to really hurt them out.
248-539-9797. David, I'll let you answer before I give you mine.
I think it's the bullpen.
Yeah.
I really do think it's the bullpen. I mean, I know we expected the starting pitching to look the way it's going. Skubal looks amazing. I mean, coming off a day where he had some good things, and then in the middle of his start, he kind of – it's rough when you're changing your days off.
And I was about to say
– yeah.
They extended his days off so that he could pitch opening day and opening day.
Right.
On the road and at home.
Those canceled games really messed that schedule up.
Right, because Maeda was supposed to pitch the home opener. And thankfully for the fans, we got to see Skubal.
Right.
But I love what the bullpen is doing, and I love how AJ is using them, because we saw what happened in this game. They really were kind of struggling there in the ninth, and he pulled his guy and brings in Foley. And I'm sorry, Lang, to get the job done. I like that. I enjoy seeing that.
And Lang, after his start, his first performance in Chicago, he walked 3 guys. He's looked really good the last 2. Foley's been great. Chafin, walked a couple of guys, which is bad. But, yeah, they've been amazing, really.
For me, and I realize it's a small sample size, but you know what? I'm going to enjoy the positive, because normally by this time, right, they're already on the south end of 500. I was one of those people, Stoney, who said, you probably should go out and get Matt Chapman. Bring him in to play third base. Mm-hmm. To me, biggest surprise is Gio Urshela. Coming in here, getting a game-winning hit today.
Yes.
Like, he is going out there, and he's making the Tigers look like they made a good decision bringing him in here.
Yeah, and, you know, he's not doing it with, like, power or anything like that. He's just a good hitter.
Yeah, 6 hits, 13 at-bats. Granted, it's not going to last forever.
Correct.
But I'm watching him, and, you know, you're like, man, you know, you kind of went cheap. You couldn't go out and get – he looks like it just may be his position. Now, they're kind of doing the Frankenstein thing.
Right.
But I got a feeling he's trying to put it to bed and say, no, this is going to be my spot. The other one, you know what? I'm not going to spoil the other thing because there's a caller who wants to talk about that.
Okay.
So I won't spoil it for the caller. But I look at this team, and yeah, the bullpen, they're finding ways to win. And yeah, the offense struggled early. They weren't scoring a ton of runs, but they found ways to win. They were scrappy. They got it done. This city embraces grit.
Yes.
They found way. They go to extra innings if you have to, and then that's when they just score a ton of runs. They're young. You've seen this before. Sometimes it's better to be young and stupid because you don't know that you're supposed to be bad. Yeah. And then you start believing in yourself, and the next thing you know, you're sitting there and you're on a run. And the way this team is playing, this is fun. This is what baseball is supposed to be here.
It's funny. You mentioned, you know, the winning the close games and how important that is. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, every game this season has either been tied or they've been in one run into the ninth inning of every game.
Yeah.
And look, they're not going to win them all like that. Obviously, they lost, you know, the second game yesterday. It was a similar situation.
Which was surprising because the Mets had ran out of pitchers. So
yes.
I thought that this was going to be a game that they were going to score like 10 runs and win 10-1. I'm like, didn't see that coming.
Right. And, you know, Alonso made a great, you know, hit on the home run on a really good pitch by Fajardo. But, yeah, the fact that you can win games like this, yes, the teams aren't great that they're playing. It doesn't make a difference. Because everybody, it's not like football where one of your opponents is going to have an easier schedule. No. Everybody plays everybody the same amount of times.
So take advantage, win the games.
Yes.
Beat the bad teams. Mm-hmm. Make sure the bad teams know that they're bad teams when they play you. You don't become the get right series. This becomes a series where you get better.
Yes.
248-539-9797. Tiger fans driving home or you're listening on the radio. Biggest surprise, 7 games into the season, you didn't see this coming. Whether it's a player, whether it's position group, managing, whatever it is, I want to know what it is. 248-539-9797. We'll get your calls. We'll get your ticket texts next. 97.1.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.